Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Our guest, Corky Kessler, Esquire, is a leading film attorney who works for Deutsch, Levy & Engel. He discusses legal issues, marketing and distribution of films, and has extensive experience in the entertainment industry on a worldwide basis. Corky regularly speaks on the business and legal aspects of feature film development, including tax incentives. And Carol, I understand Corky is a generous donor to your Roy Dean Film Grant, right?
Yes, he is, Claire, and we expect him to join us any minute, but I'm going to take
He is with
time.
Us now.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. Corky, we're glad you're here. Thank you very much.
Corky, we have your mic open. You can go
Good morning,
ahead and speak
Corky.
Now. Okay. Well, it looks like I see his number up on the board, so he's with us, but perhaps he's having some technical difficulties. So while we're getting that worked out, Carol, do you want to just go ahead and tell us what you guys are going to talk about today?
Well, Corky is one of the leading attorneys in the film industry, and where Corky goes, so goes a lot of good information. So first thing I wanted to do is tell all of our listeners where he'll be over the next 3 or 4 months in case they are traveling or going to any of these events or live near them so that they can join him and meet him because he's such a brilliant attorney. Of course, he was on top of Section 181 when it was available, and we want to find out today if that's available again, if he thinks it might be reinstated. And he's been working with women in film and talking about the lack of women in film. And so I know he knows all the percentages, and I know he knows who's on top and what they're doing to improve this situation. So I really wanted to get an update about that. I think Gina Davis asked him to talk in Massachusetts on that subject. And he's also he's going to be at Cannes, and where is he going to be so everybody can find him? Things like that's what we really wanted to know. And then I wanted to go over what constitutes a good film funding package and what he can do to what you can do when you need an attorney, how you can find a good attorney, because most attorneys give you a 15-minute free discussion so you can get to know who they are and maybe ask one question and get some advice. And I think this is really important to find an attorney that you trust, because you really, in Hollywood, when you're signing a contract, you have to have somebody that's been there, done that, and successful in all of these areas. So that's why it's so important to find an attorney that you like I do, Corky. And he even helped me negotiate my contract for my book. So he's knowledgeable in and outside of the film industry.
Yes, Carol. And Corky is back with us now, Corky.
Hi. This
hi,
is Corky.
Oh, so glad you joined us. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I wanted to start with your insights on what happened at the Academy Award.
In fact, the press called me. It is probably something that Price Waterhouse is going to have to pay for dearly. And the producers who put a picture in the people who have died of someone who's still living, there were a couple of unbelievable snafus. One was not Price Waterhouse's fault. It's the producers who put a picture of someone who was still alive. And then at the end with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, here's my take. And this is just me talking, and this is what I told to the press. When you had him open the envelope and he didn't say anything, and when he turned to Faye Dunaway, and because he didn't know what to do, and she just announced without thinking, L.A. Land. And as soon as it was said, Pricewaterhouse people should have known it's the wrong envelope. And before anybody came up to speak on behalf of La La Land, which they allowed two people to speak before it was straightened out, that's a mistake that should not be forgiven. And so they could have come out right away, which they should have, before the La La Land people even came on the stage. So I don't know what the repercussions are going to be. It was so gracious of the producer of La La Land to make a mention of who the real winner was. And I think we'll find out what's going to happen at some point soon.
Well, well said. But you're right. It was like 2.5 minutes from the time that Faye said the name until we got an announcer in front. It was a stage manager who ran out there, I believe, right, and said, oh, no, this is Moonlight.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was just an amazing situation. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. I thought that as a host, you could not have had a better host. The people that came in from the bus, I thought was hysterical. And the two people that Denzel married sort of fictitiously on the stage, those two people now are set. They're getting free gifts. Their people want to pay for their wedding. So they become the celeb from
this.
Isn't
that wonderful? Oh, I love it when great things happen like that. Well,
so,
Clarky, what's the legal ramifications? I mean, is there any money due to La La Land for that inconvenience?
No. There are no damages, none.
No damages. What about the man, the live man whose picture was shown? Would he get any damages?
No, I actually, it was a her. Okay, I don't know if there are any damages, but if that person can show that she lost business because of what was on the screen, then there are damages.
Right. That makes sense. Well, it was an exciting night, and I agree with you. Jimmy Kimmel just jumped in, and he was really quick to move from one thing to another, and he said, "Oh, I knew it's my fault. I knew something like this would happen. It'd be my fault." He was too much. He was so good, so easygoing, and the jokes were funny. They weren't facetious. They were wonderful, kindly, most of them well thought out. And I loved when he said,
"They were."
Said that about Meryl Streep, you know. He said, "Oh, and
I
see tonight we
funny.
Have."
He repeated Trump's comment, and then he went to Meryl Streep. And will the undeserving, unqualified Meryl Streep stand up? And she stood up. I thought it was hysterical. And the dropping of the candy and the stuff, that was the whole thing was great.
I know.
And Justin Timberlake.
Saying, give me some candy. I'm starving.
And Justin Timberlake was great with the opening scene, coming down the aisle, singing one of the songs that was nominated. So I thought the whole thing was very entertaining, and it didn't, to me, although it ran long, it didn't seem it ran long because it flowed so great.
It did, and they didn't cut too many people off. I really loved it. I'm just so proud because I take this very personally because it's our business, and we're putting on a show for, 30 millions and millions of people to watch, and we should be respected for what we do, I think, and we are.
Well,
after this show,
every year I get invited to the Academy Awards, but I never go because it's not my kind of party. But it's fun to watch.
Oh, it is wonderful to watch. Well, good. Well, all right, so we have to get back to work now. I want to cover some of your speaking engagements to people so that they can, so our listeners can take advantage of where you're going to be and possibly meet you personally. So I know you have an event in Nashville with Women in Film. Tell me about this one.
Okay. I want to give you a little background. At Sundance this past January, it snowed all day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3 feet of snow.
Oh.
And it put a little hiccup in the activities at Sundance. But I moderated two women in film panels. And in the audience were people from the International Women in Film group. And I didn't know that, but my opening question to both panels, and we had people from Brazil, who was Ben Kingsley's wife, Daniela. We had people from France. We had people from Germany. We had people from Mexico. We had women who were very well esteemed in a lot of countries. So I started out by saying, women have been marching all over the world in this past week, and including Park City had 8,000 women, and Chicago had the biggest of any city, 275,000 women. Women were marching all over the world, and based on the political climate that exists today, do you think that it will affect in any manner you as women in film? Will it stay the same? Will it hurt you, or will it benefit you? And oh my God, did that question take off? You heard opinions from all these women in different countries, and so we had a great response. So because of that, the head of International Women in Film said to me, we want to have you come to Nashville on March 9th to the 12th, because on the 11th is a big women's march, and we want you there, and we want you to talk at the universities, and we have meetings for you, and we have clients for you. So I'm going there March 9th to the 12th. Then,
wonderful. Then, I'm so glad she recognizes all these wonderful assets you have to share with people. This is great.
Well, and they may want me to speak to them before I go to Cannes in London, before Cannes for the International Conference of Women in Film, but that's later on. So then on March 19th to the 22nd, I'm going to San Juan, Puerto Rico to talk to lawyers and be on panels, and it's for all the Latin American countries that are going to converge in San Juan, Puerto Rico from the 19th to the 22nd.
It's some kind of a conference they're all going over to Puerto Rico for?
Yes, it's a conference, and people can email me if they may want to go, and I'll give them the access to who they contact. Then on March 31st to April 2nd in Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is right outside of Boston, Gina Davis is one of the co-sponsors and hosts for Women in Media, and I'm going to be leading two sessions of think tanking with women in the industry, because the FCC has done an investigation of studios in the past and believes that there's been systematic discrimination against women by the studios.
And the
ACLU has joined forces, and if they can't reach a settlement, there's going to be a lawsuit filed by the EEOC.
By the EEOC, who is that?
That's by the employment people, the federal employment.
Yes, right.
EEOC and the ACLU, and we're going to be doing think tanking sessions with women, and it's a conference called Women in the Media, and that's March 31st to April 2nd. And all those came about because of Sundance, my two women in film panels.
Oh, how lovely. That is
so
great.
I've become a champion because of all this, I guess, in women in the industry. And so we'll see how it pans out. And then they have a major party at Cannes, and they have a conference in London right before Cannes. And so we'll see what happens. And I'm going to have them on a Women in Film panel that I do at Cannes that is going to be streamed live all over the world.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I want to hear more about that. You're going to have streaming live all over the world. How will we find out the dates and times of that?
We are going to set the date and the times in the next month.
Uh-huh.
And if your listeners or people email you or email me, I will tell them when they can listen to it and tune into it. And I moderate 6 panels during Cannes that are streamed live all over the world, from financing to development to international productions and how they differ to distribution and women in film.
Okay, this is really important. Yes, and you hopefully I can post it on From the Heart's Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
So you'll let me know when you have those dates and times.
Yes, we're probably going to know. So I'm there from the 17th, March 17th, to the 25th, because it opens on the 25th. And I host a big party there, and so that's what's going on at Cannes in May.
So
are my traveling.
Will that be May 17th to May 25th or March?
Of May.
May. Okay, good. May 17th to May 25th. Now, you're going to host a party. You want to tell us about that? That sounds like fun.
We're going to host a major party at the villa that we leased, which is a castle, an 1850 castle with a swimming pool that's turned into a villa. And we don't know if it's going to be Saturday or Sunday night of opening weekend. We haven't decided yet because we don't know when the South African party is going to be.
Okay. All right. That sounds fabulous. And so how many rooms in the castle?
Four bedrooms.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds wonderful, Karki. That's perfect. It must be gorgeous.
Oh, it is beyond gorgeous.
Wonderful. Okay. So now what about your film grant? Is that going to happen at Cannes or any of these places?
A film grant? What do you mean by film grant?
Where the panel that you have had before, where you give 50% off of the legal and the distribution and the that grant.
Oh, we have donated a can package to a charity, and the charity already sold it, or an auction bidder got it, and they're going to be coming. I donate to you, Carol, for your great organization, 1 hour of a free consultation to people who have won,
yes,
or that you want to give out in some way, I can do that. But the grants of 50% off, I do at panels at Sundance, which we did again this year, and to the winner of the pitch contest, and we do that also at AFM, but I didn't do AFM last year, and I don't know if I'm going to do it this year. So Sundance, we have a panel and then a pitch session. And the winner of the pitch gets a $1,000 check and over $200,000 of free service in their film, which is 50% discount of all these people on the panel, from casting to distribution to lawyer to accountant to producer and the whole bag of stuff.
Yeah, I love that event. Every time I go, I learn something new. Yeah, you know, I think, oh, well, I've been there before. No, it's always new information because this industry changes on a daily basis. And the pitch, watching those people pitch is so educational, Corky. Thank you.
There's going to be an article in Variety, probably the online version, later this week, because I'm putting together a private placement memorandum to have under the umbrella and the slate that they're having 15 movies that are all qualified for 181 that haven't been funded yet. So there's a big article. It's the first time ever a slate of movies just has 181 qualified films.
Oh, wow. 15 movies with 181 qualified. Yes.
Right. Because there's no 181 now. So.
But they were all grandfathered in.
Right, right.
Well, Corky, what do you think is the possibility of us getting this 181 back?
All right. My only best guesstimate is when and if Trump is successful with getting any fiscal or tax package which is going to be approved into law, there's a substantial likelihood that 181 will be attached. But we don't know if or when that's ever going to happen.
Okay. And you're on top of it, so you'll know for us.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's such a benefit. I would think that he would like the idea, so I hope that it gets through.
Well, look, that, I hope so too, but I can't give a prediction. I don't know what's going to happen here.
No, none of us do. we're all excited, and it's a new day every day to see what's exciting going on.
Carol, you one of these days should come to Cannes.
Yes, I have often thought about that. It must be so much fun.
Well, you would bring such a degree of wonderful things to Cannes, and they can learn about you in a worldwide and your organization.
Well, I'll sincerely think about it, Corky.
Because I will put you on a panel that's streamed live all over the world.
What an offer. I shouldn't turn that one down. That sounds good.
Well,
all right. It's...
Just and the parties and the events and stuff, it's much different than Sundance. Because, first of all, what's bad about doing business on the beach in southern France? Because Cannes is on the beach.
I know. You can't beat that.
No, you really can't.
No, and it's just, it's the people, the energy. I love that area. That's one of my favorite spots, so thank you. All right, well, I'll sincerely consider that. I'll let you know.
Yeah, because we'll have our panels either the 19th or the 20th.
19th or the 20th of May. Okay.
All right.
All right, sounds great. Okay. That would get me on a plane for sure. Okay. So let's talk about... let's go to something like a film funding package. I know that once people hire you, you want to review everything they have, and you look at their film funding package to see if it's strong enough. So what do you – could you just give us an outline of what you think should be in a good film funding package?
Well, a film funding package would be a private placement memorandum that has more than one film to be part of it, because then you are giving the investor the ability to make money on one or more movies, but it's not a one-off film project. So if you have three films or five films under one umbrella, you're spreading the risk to the investor for what's going on to three to five movies. So that's why, and the people have trouble with one-off movies because you're bankrolling on just one. And then you have to study the states that have incentives because that's still going on, even though the federal incentives is gone. And pick the best state that has the best type of incentive to give back to your investors for just spending money. So I help evaluate that. And then for those of you who have did minimally one day of production with some dialogue before the end of last year, you still can be grandfathered. And they can contact me. But you have to have one day of production with some dialogue, whether it's from a television series or from a film.
Okay, that's good to know. And they can contact you and talk about grandfathering that in.
Right. And look, Claire, if we can get Carol to go to Cannes, then we can do a radio show from there.
Yes,
yes,
good.
We can.
Oh, we what fun. Okay.
It would be live from the beach. We present Carol at From the Heart Productions.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. Well, now tell everybody how they can reach you, Karki, please. Your phone number, email, whatever.
Okay. My phone number, my direct line is 312-853-8448. That's 312-853-8448. Cell 312-925-2110. That's 312-925-2110. And email is Kessler, that's KESSLER, @ D as in David, L as in Larry, E as in Egg, C as in Charlie, .com. That's KESSLER @ D as in David, L as in Larry, E as in Egg, C as in Charlie, .com.
Okay. Thank you so much for all the information, Karki. We really appreciate the work you're doing, especially since you're helping the women in film. I'm so proud of that. Thank you.
Well, yeah, and should you come to Cannes, I'll put you on the Women in Film panel.
Oh, my gosh. That's it. Okay. All right. That's the icing on the cake. Thank you. I definitely will get on the phone and look at getting a ticket and the whole thing. I'm real serious.
Yeah. And then you're going to need a badge, and the badge is going to be about $300, and I'll tell you who to contact to get a badge.
Okay. I'll find out. That'll be great. I'll be back to you on that. Get a badge.
All right, thank you. And
thank
if anyone has any questions, they can contact Claire, or they can contact Carol, or they can contact me. And I really appreciate the ability to try and help people that are listening to Claire's show from time to time.
Thank you. We love the fact that you know exactly what's going on in the industry, and you're out there helping young filmmakers, emerging as well as experienced filmmakers,
well,
get their films made.
Are you going to see in the Variety on Thursday or Friday, probably either that or next Monday, a Variety article about a wonderful lady named Emily Salverson, S-A-L-V-E-R-S-O-N, and she's the one that's creating all of the buzz on 181 Films and the PPM, and she's going to be a new unbelievable shaker and women in film.
Oh, good. All right. We'll certainly watch for that. Emily Salverson.
Right.
Great. And does she work with you, Corky?
She does. She's become a big client of mine. And her father, Kent Salverson, and the family comes from a background of starting MasterCard and E.F. Hutton.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Sounds like a lovely lady. Thank you.
She's
we'll
very young.
About her.
I she's in California too, Carol. I want you guys to meet at some point in time. She's coming to Cannes also.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So you should definitely know her. You should definitely know her.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. All right.
All right. So
take
I'm going to send
care.
You, Carol, her email, and the two of you should be in contact. And let her know about your organization.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Corky. That's a nice gesture. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And I'm happy to be doing this. And, again, if there are any questions, people can contact you, Carol, you, Claire, or me.
Okay. All right. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Corky.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Corky. All right. Be well, everyone.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice. Fair use. Successful crowdfunding. How to ask for music rights. And what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.